Yes, I'm saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
You like music? You read books too? Then WGXC and me, local noisemaker and music writer, south of town, we have a show for you. It's called Reading is Fundamental. Every month we interview the authors of the greatest books ever written about music across all genres and eras. Sly Stone, the Coltrane, Black Sabbath, the Bach, and the NC Easy Listening. So make the date to join us the second Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. for Reading is Fundamental.
Waveforms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Kyle of Athens, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. And establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
90.7 FM.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Community resilience and generosity were tapped in Marshall, North Carolina last September when Hurricane Helene disrupted the work of Holler Harm Reduction. The program helps folks who use drugs do so safely to keep them alive and as healthy as possible. Organizational Director Kimberly Treadaway says because they respond to people's needs on a daily basis, they were uniquely positioned to help clients and the broader community.
It wasn't something where we had to figure out what could this look like. It was like, okay, how do we beef up what we're already doing?
The Holler Group ended up providing a place for the community to come and receive food after Helene, while also providing safe drug supplies. Medical anthropologist Bela Ostrich supports the program with technical assistance and evaluation. He says it's given him a sense of belonging.
We've got this whole crew of people out here that don't just do harm reduction work together, but we're friends and we're family and spend holidays together and take care of each other. To me, that's the essence of harm reduction.
Giant data centers powering artificial intelligence are looking for cheap rural land. But as Alana Newman explains, they often face community pushback.
A developer's plan to build the country's second largest gas-powered data center sparked months of opposition in Southern Virginia. Lifelong Pennsylvania County resident Amanda Widener says they were shocked when they learned about the possible air pollution.
People went into panic mode because it appeared that it truly was going to swallow up the region and create a patchwork quilt style of development.
After 6 months of protest, the county denied the developer's proposal in April and barred them from reapplying until next year. Community member Kathy Stump says they're celebrating, but also bracing for what's next.
Everybody has a voice, and we found out that our voices did count this time.
I'm Ilana Newman.
A new generation of indigenous pottery makers is helping maintain the centuries-old tradition in western North Carolina. Cherokee people have been making pottery there for more than 3,000 years, and a community workshop run by the Museum of the Cherokee People is preserving the art form. The museum's director of education, Dakota Brown, says Cherokee pots are highly decorative, but also have practical uses as cooking pots, storage containers, and ceremonial vessels.
They were for use. That's one of the things that I think is beautiful about Cherokee pottery even today.
Cherokee pottery work declined and skills were lost in the era of boarding schools, assimilation, and the separation from other tribes. Brown says that makes the Cherokee people mindful of how present-day actions affect the future.
It's about honoring those seven generations that came before you and then building for those seven generations that are going to come after you.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Exploring science in the sea. For an oyster, gender is more than a matter of genetics. It's also about the environment. Water temperature, salinity, pollution, and other factors determine whether an oyster will be male or female. And a recent study added something new to the list, acidity. The oceans are becoming more acidic as they absorb carbon dioxide from the air. Over the past couple of centuries, they've taken up about a third of all the CO2 added to the atmosphere through the burning of fossil fuels. Today, the concentration of CO2 in the oceans is at its highest in 800,000 years. By the end of the century, it could be at its highest in 20 million years. The more acidic waters make it harder for oysters and other creatures to make their shells, and researchers looked at the impact on the sex of oysters. They gathered oysters from the wild and from hatcheries, both in China, and put them in tanks with different levels of acidity. The oysters in the more acidic water spawned about 3 times more females than males. The scientists then placed the new generation in 2 locations in the wild with different levels of acidity. Both groups spawned more females than males, but the ratio was higher in the more acidic waters. Researchers conducted lab studies to understand how this happens. They found that the higher acidity turned on female-producing genes and turned off the male-producing genes. So oysters face one more threat from the world's changing oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Celebrate the longest day of the year, the Catskill Summer Solstice Celebration. This is a family-friendly event. transform Main Street into a pedestrian-only celebration zone from the northern corner of Main Street down to Bridge. So there you go. There you have it. That's the location parameters. So you should have your ideas on where you can park based on where the events are going to be. I love local events. I got to tell you. And I'll go ahead and I forgot to mention this when I was talking about Juneteenth earlier, but Hudson has its own celebratory Juneteenth event, which happens every year. Shout out to Tanya Jackson and all of the folks that bring about Operation Unite, a bunch of organizations. But I know that Tanya Jackson, who came back to Hudson, thank God, was one of the main people that brought back the Juneteenth. But brought forth the Juneteenth celebration, should I say. Because prior to that, we were not doing anything for Juneteenth, folks. So I'll read off the flyer for Juneteenth, which is today. It started at noon today till 3 p.m. And they had a Lift Every Voice Black Community Singing. They had a torch lighting event, which is from 2 to 3. There's communion, which is from 3 to 6. All this is taking place at 47 North 5th Street in Hudson, New York. There's a wellness clinic from 4 to 7:30 p.m., which they've had that consistently now. Self-care is so important, folks. When you see people out in the community and they look grumpy or grouchy, or they just seem off, or you just like, you get near them and you don't want to be near them, that's because they're not practicing self-care. They're not tapping in and like getting into things that might bring about some grounding for them. The car is hot, mamita. You got to get out of there. Okay. So the wellness clinic is 4 to 7:30. It's massage, acupuncture, Reiki, herbal medicine. And then there's the kickback, which is from 4 to 10 p.m., which is, wow, they're going to have an annual, I got to get down to y'all, spades. They're going to have an annual spades tournament, books, barbecue, games, and activities. And then there's a black free and dance vibe from 6:30 to 10 p.m. I just love the fact that they've been able to capture every event that's happening and timing it. It's beautiful. So, yeah, that's where I'll be going down there. I should be down there now so I could take some interviews. Carmen, you want to head down to this event? Let's go down. Let's get in the car and go down. Let's do that.
Hello, is here.
Say hi.
Hi, everybody. Hey.
Who's this?
Carmen, to see a yellowgram.
Come on. All right, so let's go down and let's see if we could chop it up with some people on this fine, hot summer day. They say summer doesn't officially begin until tomorrow, but I gotta say, based on the weather, it feels like it's already here. Oh no. Okay. So we're gonna head down 47 North 5th Street, folks. That's where the events begin. And you know what else this thing does, this Juneteenth does? It moves. It doesn't just stay in one place. I love that. It moves. So that gives everybody an opportunity to figure out what's happening, to see what's happening. I mean, I'm not saying that it's you know, to not move is a bad thing either. It's just, it's nice to kind of be, you know, all around. So I'm in my car. I'm skirting pedestrians here. I'm throwing on the AC because if I don't, we're going to melt. So you might hear a little bit of that noise. Apologies. We're going to get down there because I'm pretty sure there's got to be a glizzy down there for me.
Yeah, I love glizzies.
Put on your seatbelt, mama. And then we're going to see if we can see some of the local folks that have put this thing together and get a word from them. Get a vibe, get a sense of where they are in place and time right now. We are also on the cusp, sadly, of a possible third world war. I don't want to alarm anyone. This is only my views and my opinion, not the opinion of WGXC or anything else. But from the people that I know who are in the armed services, what I'm told is when they serve a really high-end meal and start deployment activities, that we are headed for something. And, you know, I just want to say that if I could have... You know how Tom and I used to play this game about like three wishes? And of course, everybody's first wish is world peace. And I say, well, what about if world peace brings about the eradication of a group of people or a country, or which I don't think it could do that. I don't think it would work that way, but maybe it takes away something else like technology. and not all technology, right? But like a specific kind of technology, the kind of technology that destroys. So like if every country all of a sudden had no longer had nuclear weapons or guns, we have to have science, mamita. Science is how we cure, how we move forward as a human race. So we have to have science, but we don't have to have war. We don't need war. The animals don't have war. Why should we? So yeah, I'm coming up on 47 North 5th. I'm trying to see where. Okay, so the roads are closed on 5th for road work. I'm trying to figure out where this event is happening so that I can also be a part and maybe get some interviews and you can hear from the people. I don't see anything yet, y'all. I'm on 5th right now. So back to what I was saying, I said, unfortunately, we might be facing another war, which nobody wants to hear, nobody wants to experience. There's some people that haven't been able to meet half of their ancestors because of war, which is unfortunate. I'm not for it. I'm not spreading propaganda. I'm speaking from a place of people who are in the military, in armed services that I know, who are talking about, you know, that they feel it, they know it, they've been talked to. The meals that they're experiencing right now are not the basic meals that they've gotten before. They're getting like these hoorah crab leg send-off meals with all the trimmings, which it's almost like a last meal, sadly. I pray for everybody, every soul that is not for war, every heart. Yeah. So yeah, if I could have one of my three wishes, I guess one of them would absolutely be to love it. Carmen said to love everybody. To love everybody and to also end all wars for all time. Because why not? Right? That's the one thing that nobody wants to experience. Nobody wants to have happen. Nobody wants to lose anyone in that way. So yeah, I'm for that wish. And hopefully it doesn't mean the eradication of a certain group of people. For that measure, for that to happen. And I just found out the other day that Legemin is gone. I was surprised to hear they've had a long run, and I know a lot of people love that restaurant. I'm really sad to hear that they're gone. I mean, you know, when it's time, right? We don't want people being in places and spaces and doing things that they're either tired of or that no longer serves them. So I'm sad to hear that's a reality for a space where a lot of people held a lot of experiences and a lot of love. Wow, but if you want to know what's really happening out here at Hereafter, they got barbecue happening at Hereafter. Isn't this cute that I'm riding around and like reporting back on what's happening in the town? So yeah, like Hereafter is having a barbecue, which is outside on the street, and it looks like they got burgers and glizzies, which is what's up. Oh, you know what? I need to go back to that flyer because, yeah, it did say Thursday. It said Thursday today is the Juneteenth celebrations. I don't see anything, and the town sounds really quiet. I'm hoping that maybe I just got the wrong street. Although I've been here since 1994, I can't imagine getting the wrong street on this situation, but you never know. So I'm just going to ride around and report because why not? We're gonna get what? Yeah, I thought so too, babes. Hold on. So you've been listening to the Thursday afternoon show. I'm your host, Sheila G, 90.7 FM, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. You know, a lot of people come to this town for the first time and they get so turned around and confused, which I don't get. I don't get that. We have stop signs, we have street signs. We have stoplights, we have one ways, we have two ways. Like, we're a typical American town. It bewonders me why sometimes people go down the street in the wrong way. I always wonder why that happens. Way too bizarre. But anyway, we've also got Water from Wednesday happening, but it will be cresting for the month of July. Shout out to all the folks that have to put that together. Sloop Club, Adam Weinart, Operation Unite, the City of Hudson, Bindlestiff Circus, all the folks that make it happen. Let's drive down street. Let's see what's popping down there. The city looks beautiful today. I just have to say it. Being in New York and being here and not seeing a lot of garbage is really, really, really good to feel and see. I don't know. I've been looking around as I drive around, especially on my way to work, which is all the way in Albany. And I'm seeing that there's a lot of places that are really clean and really well kept. Like, I don't know if I could recall that happening before COVID as much, but I see it now. That there's a lot of clean spaces and people are like putting things in the right receptacles and being really mindful of poop. I haven't seen dog poop in a while. And I got to say, shout out to the dog owners for really being on top of it because, you know, I know you guys hear the other end of it a lot of times, but I'm giving you the other end, right? Which is congratulations for making sure that nobody's walking in poop and we're not physically seeing it everywhere. And I haven't seen it everywhere. I actually been out on the waterfront and I haven't seen a lot of whatever that poop was before that was pretty questionable. Last year, they said it was duck or geese poop. I haven't seen a lot of that. So I don't know. I'm not going to say that they got rid of the ducks or the geese. Don't get me to lie. I'm just saying it hasn't been around, which is good. So yeah, I'm driving and I also hear that we're in the works of starting up the real renovations of the Bliss Towers and the high rise. As I wave bye to Basil, or as some of you folks know him as Basil. No comment there, but he's a good dude, local guy working for DPW. And he's going to be a bar owner. So he's bought the Flying Frog for a long time now, over a decade now, and he's been working on getting that back to the community. That would be really nice to see. As I pass by all the people down here at the high rise, and I know that they're anxious and they're nervous because the ball courts, people playing ball, y'all. I thought they had taped that off and said no more ball. I guess you can't keep a good ball game down. I'm reporting live, y'all. This is live. This is real right here. I'm out here, y'all. I'm outside. So yeah. As I come down to Front Street, I'm looking to see maybe if there's some activity down here. I know Kite's Nest is to my right, and to my left is the possibility of being at the waterfront. I see that they've brought out the pavers because, you know, they've extended the sidewalk, which has been really nice. And there's kids outside with water sprinklers. Parents putting out the water hoses. Yay. Carmen said yay. There's the flags that are hailing around for the upcoming Pride festivals. They put railings on the park here, which is great. Waterfront Wednesday was yesterday, babe. We're on Thursday. Keep up. A person that lives locally was asking about the sidewalk renovations and are they going to also put trees in. They've put in light poles, which look amazing. The bridge is, I don't know if it's open yet. It looks like it's open. Shout out to the bridge maker for getting that thing going. I'm driving by. I'm right here passing the train station and kiddies. And the caboose. The caboose. That's the caboose. And things are looking real clean, as I said, y'all. The town is looking real good. Real clean, real nice. Carmen Lucia, can you go in my bag and get my iPad out? It's in my book bag. Can you get it out for me, please? Thank you. Yes, I need it. I'm crossing the train tracks. You heard that? It says no road closed, no through traffic. And there are people that are sitting down here at the waterfront, having lunch, riding a bike, walking a dog, enjoying the views of the Hudson. Oh, one of the boats are out. There's a lot of dogs down here, y'all. Go ahead. Get it out. Unzip it. There's a lot of dogs out, which is good. The City of Hudson, Ricks Point Riverfront Park. You know, it's so weird. I thought this was always called the Henry Hudson Park. I guess I gotta get out my city a little bit more. The Hudson Sloop Club trailer's out with all the beautiful artwork on it. And people out here just living life, y'all, as we all are. Hopefully unoppressed, unobstructed. Yay, Carmen, thank you so much. Yeah. So I was not able to actually find the Juneteenth celebrations. I don't know what's going on. The flyer says one thing. Hopefully I didn't get an old flyer from like last year, which I doubt. And of course, the iPad is juiceless. Oh, there we go with that. Yeah, y'all. So, as I head back up, let's take a different detour. Let's take a different road. There's also 99 South 3rd. There's the Basilica to my right, which has become a premier event space. Shout out to the Basilica owners. There's the Hudson Brewery. I mean, the town does offer quite a bit for adults. I have to say it. If you're an adult and you're looking to figure out some stuff, figure out what to get into, Hudson can get you there. As far as the kids go, that's a whole nother story. The WIC looking very stoic and stark white to my right. I don't know, y'all. If somebody knows where the Juneteenth activities are happening, please tap in, text me. I'm curious. I did the Fifth Street run and didn't see anything. Is this the gap? Is this the point where there's a gap, a break in time? I can't imagine that. Yes, Carmen Lucia, it is.
Can we get lunch?
Yes.
Can I get a
yes, Carmen. As my boss talks to me. You know what's also amazing to see? That the Black Lives Matter mural that was painted on the street between Front and First Street is still vibrant. I've heard some towns say that theirs is gone. And I don't know what the cities in their towns did to get rid of it, but Hudson didn't get rid of it. So shout out to Hudson for not getting rid of our Black Lives Matter mural. I was there when they were painting that, and it was a really heartwarming event. It was unfortunate because if you got to write that down, that means somebody's not, people are not well tapped into the lives of their neighbors. But anyway, as we drive along Warren Street. Hi, James. Hi, guys. I'm live on the radio. Say hi.
Hi on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Savona's alive and popping. If you haven't been back to Hudson in a while, it's going to look a lot different. It also feels a little different. It feels like a real tourist town. And I have to say, that doesn't always feel bad, but it's also real. There's a few shops that are closed now or relocating. And I just wonder who's coming next. You know? It's always interesting to see things change. Gotham's is not open today, unless they are and they're just conserving their AC. Lily and Lou is open. Their doors are always open for folks. And they offer something that's from $3 all the way up to, you know, I think that's how all businesses should be. They should have something for everyone, you know. I think that's a good business metric to have. Measurement. I don't know why I said metric. Measurement. You got the Maker with the juice bar. You got Culture Cream. You got Red Dot. You got the Meat Hook. The town is a little quiet today, I have to say. And they just took down a tree. The big tree that was over here between Swoon and American Glory. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and they have a building that's under renovation also. That's across from the coffee shop, Moto. Our taco bar is still open. El Sabor is still open. Would you say you want? Yes, we can get ice cream after lunch. Why not? Help preserve this historic church. www.friendsofpc.org. That is for the First Presbyterian Church, which is on Warren Street, Warren and 4th, or Warren and 3rd, depending on your view. As I ride up, I see that the deli is open that used to be the old sandwich shop. I mean, the town is pretty quiet today. I don't know why. It is a federal holiday. It's a state holiday as well now. I'm a state worker and I have the day off, a paid holiday. But it is super quiet. It's weird. And then don't forget, folks, we do have coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Kenji, which is spelled N-K-E-N-G-E. The banners are all around. It's at 7 p.m. It's a free event brought to you by Diata Diata Folklore Theater. Shout out to Miss Padilla and the Padilla family for always bringing us wholesome, good, reflective entertainment. I've probably only missed maybe one or two of their plays, and that's for either being out of town or not being well. But when I go to them, it's almost like a soul quencher. It really does that for your soul. So this is my second loop around. I don't know what's happened. I can't begin to speculate. Sometimes things don't come together. Sometimes things fall apart, which is a great book, by the way. But yeah, I did have some more stuff that I wrote down to share with you folks. Hopefully you caught my astrology section earlier. I'm going to park and get Carmen a snack. We can also do ice cream first, Carmen. We can go to Stewart's and do ice cream first. Okay. The boys are home. They did some lawn mowing, and so now they're like tapped out. They're in bed. They're taking a nap, as they should. Lawn care is really, it is a chore, I have to say.
Watch your big back.
And as we head up to the Stewart's ice cream shop, our local Stewart's shop, love to support Stewart's.
The best.
Is that right, Carmen? What's your favorite? What's some of your favorite flavors that you've had at Stewart's?
I think I had the banana sprinkle ice cream.
You had a banana sprinkle ice cream from Stewart's?
Yes.
That sounds delicious.
Then we had the caramel ice cream.
Caramel ice cream. I think before we go to Stewart's, I just want to stop really quickly and interview the folks here at Hereafter really quickly. And just
selling some hot dogs.
I don't know if it's hot dog. It could be sausage. Let's find out.
Sausage. Yeah. Doggy.
There's a doggy. Hold on, folks.
On a baby.
Stay in the car, Carmen. Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I am live on the radio.
Okay.
I'm broadcasting with WGXC's Thursday afternoon show.
Correct.
And if you want to give us a little snippet as to what's happening here at Hereafter, we'd love to hear from you.
We are cooking out for Juneteenth. Just doing burgers and dogs. I'm here from the Meat Hook, which is a butcher shop here in town.
That's right.
So we're just, you know, celebrating the holiday.
And what do you have for sale?
Right here on my station out here outside on the street, we have pulled pork sandwiches, hot dogs, and burgers.
That sounds amazing. And it looks like you got some spreads here.
I do.
I have to just say, I admire the, I'm going to say it because this is how I know it, the Chinese food containers for all your condiments.
Oh, the core containers?
There you go. Containers. So you have burgers and what kind of, is it hot dogs or kielbasa?
All beef hot dogs.
All beef hot dogs. Could I possibly get two all beef hot dogs?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Let's give you a listing of what we have in terms of condiments, folks. So the first thing I'm going to start with is they have relish. They have, is that barbecue? Like a barbecue flavoring?
Yeah, that's for the pulled pork.
That's for the pulled pork. There is red pickles, which is like, is that brine?
Red onions? Yeah, it's just normal pickle red onions.
You've got a mayo situation?
Mm-hmm. I have special sauce for the burger.
Ooh.
Some relish. Yeah. Pretty simple.
Simple. He's got pickles. Like three types of pickles. Is it three types or just?
If you count sauerkraut, it's a pickle.
Okay. Okay. And they brought him ice water in a quart container also. It is so cute. While my hot dogs cook for me and my daughter, I'm going to run inside really quick and interview the owner. We've done that before. I got to bring the kid in too because... No, you can't. Don't. You can't read that book. That's not a book for kids.
No, it's a kid book. I'm reading the kid book.
What kid book is this? Let me just turn it off for a minute. She's on my Kobo reading a kid book. I love it. You don't want to come in? Come in. Okay, hold on. She's in the middle of talking to some people about the menu, but we're going to interview her in a moment. But hereafter's cute as ever. Hi! How are you?
Good. Thank you. You too.
This
wow.
is my daughter, Carmen Lucia. Carmen?
Hey, this is
Izzy.
I'm Izzy.
This is Izzy. She's one of the owners at Hereafter.
Yeah. Aww.
So you have a beautiful event happening today.
Thank you.
We're getting hot dogs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You guys want to sit down? Or are you?
Yeah, we could do that. Come on, Mama. Let's sit down. They're so accommodating and so sweet. So we're out here at, which is... The address, I'm going to give you the full address, huh? You got my Kobo, you're reading? You got to see Carmen, y'all. I'm going to take a picture of Carmen and how she's spread out here at the Hereafter. We're my Kobo. Thank you. Okay. And this is the Juneteenth menu, which is hot dogs, choose your fixings, cheeseburger, with American cheese, special sauce, pickles and onions. There's pulled pork sandwiches, which are from the Meat Hook. Meat Hook is donating $1 from each to Feed the Belly program, a meal program for black youth in Hudson.
Mom, they got chips.
Side and shareables are garlic scapes. Love me some garlic scapes. Deviled eggs. Potato salad. Carrot salad. A wedge salad. You know I love a wedge salad. They would just have to take the bacon off of me. Then the dessert, they have a strawberries and cream meringue with lemon curd. And they have ice cream sandwiches, which is a double chocolate cookie with dulce de leche. Girl, we are eating good today, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but we are eating good. Thank you. Thank you so much. We got it back. Okay, guys. So, yeah.
The wind is wild out here today.
The wind is wild. Let's go over the address so you can I get the location down for you. Right now, we are located at 721 Columbia Street. That's where we are. That's where you can find Miko chefing it up with pulled pork sandwiches. That's where you can find the Hereafter bringing you the beautiful mains, sides, and shareables and desserts. And they also have a celebrated black-owned spirits, which is interesting. They have some stuff here, y'all. So as you listen to the city in the background, you know we are definitely live. This is what Tommy D and I used to do before. Remember Tommy D?
What fixings you want?
I need mine to look like it went to jail and came back.
So plain?
I need mine well done. Okay. Like a little bit more on the grill, thanks.
A burger, please.
No. Huh? Yeah. Okay. All right, folks. So he's got a charcoal grill here. Which puts another nice flavor into the meats.
See here, Mama.
I'm alright, I'm right here. It's comfy. I'm comfy right here.
You like it right to left?
So we have that happening. It's nice to see communities of businesses coming together to celebrate and share.
What can I get for you?
Before we get into that, tell me, sit down for a minute. How's it going here?
It's good. I think it's a good turnout.
It is. So. I mean, I didn't see it, but when I drove by, I didn't hear about it. But when I drove by, I was like, oh, we gotta go back.
Yeah, thank you.
So you've been here more than a year now, just over a year, right?
Over a year.
How's it? How do you feel Hudson's been receiving you?
It's great. I think, like, I want it to grow. Like, I want to build more community here. So, you know, that's why I wanted to do this event. Just to, like, have people come out and more outreach to the black community here.
Absolutely. Yeah. The first year we came out here, you didn't have outside seating, so to see this now,
so yeah,
it feels really good.
Yeah, we're going to even do some
awning.
More. We're going to put an awning in, hopefully by late summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because when does the sun hit the side of the street? Later on, or has it already hit it?
Well, I think west is that way. So at the end of the day, it sun goes down, right, on us?
Okay.
So, I think we just always get sun.
Well, right now we're in the shade, right? Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the building helps.
Yeah.
I guess the sun is, like, this is direct west.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And you got seating on the left and the right. You got planters.
Yeah, that's, like, just for today. We usually are. Because we don't rent that.
Oh.
Mushrooms.
But you don't.
Mushrooms are fungi. They're good for us.
Yeah, but what if it's just poo-poo?
It's not. The mouth of a 7-year-old.
Yeah, it could have been poo-poo.
But you know, some poo-poo helps grow things, so.
Yeah.
Sit up, please.
What fixings would you like on your dogs?
So I would like sauerkraut, ketchup, and mustard.
Ketchup, mustard.
And she's just plain, right? You don't want anything?
No ketchup, no mustard?
She's a simple girl. Yes,
you know? All takes all kinds.
Yes, it does.
Well, give me one sec. I'll find
You know what?
Do you guys want anything to drink? I'm going to pour some water.
What do you have for...
So we're doing like some special cocktails with like black oak spirits.
I don't drink. So.
Okay, so let me bring you our other menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, it's a little hot. It looks delicious, Carmen. It looks delicious.
So this is our non-alcoholic lemonade.
Thank you.
We can also do like a lemonade.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
A lemonade would be great. And I'll just have a sparkling water with lime. So that's it, folks. I mean, we're here. They've got tepache. They've got flightless bird, zero-proof old fashions. They've got some highballs, a magnolia fizz. There's a little bit for everyone. They have house popcorn with anchovy butter. They really have changed. I mean, when we first got here, it was just one page, and now it's like great. And I gotta say, people are excited to see the outside, but they also don't want to sweat, so they're going inside. I've never been afraid of summer. Bring it on. I say bring it. That's a cute shift. Hi, girls. I like your hair. I like your mermaid hair. That's working. So passerbys stopping in. I like your dress. You're welcome. So Carmen's got her glizzy. I'm waiting on mine. And as he knows, it needs to do time. I like a well-done dog, folks. So if you see me and you got some dogs on the grill and you want to give me one, it's got to be well done. It's got to have a little blackening to it, you know? A little crunch, a little crunch. Let's go over what else is happening in the city of Hudson. We have the Juneteenth supposedly have happened. Don't know where. Not sure. Maybe they did a post about it. I know all of Brooklyn is under heavy Juneteenth celebrations right now. And as you know, the events that are happening locally, we're going to get into that. I was talking to you before about Kenje, the Curse by Beauty, a community play by Diata Diata Folklore Theater. And it's The Congo Retold by Pamela Badilla. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's at 7 p.m. It's at 102 Harry Howard Avenue, Hudson, New York. So it's at the M.C. Smith Elementary School. And they've got a bunch of people sponsoring, like Mental Health, Hudson Area Library. They got the City of Hudson, Operation Unite. They've got the Hudson City School District supporting it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I've listed myself as going, which I should. How is it, baby? It's good? That's awesome. There are a few more events happening. Let me read it off for you. We do have New York State is having their 4th of July celebrations, which is happening at the Empire State Plaza coming up. They're having a 90s dance party. That's not until August, though. I'm trying to find out some more stuff. Okay, here's another one. 118 Castle Road in Catskill, New York. It's having a luau at the Lou, which is the Balwick Animal Park, on Saturday, June 21st, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also, WGXC is having a station event, which is on Main Street. Okay. A little few kiddos that are upset. Sorry about that. But as you know, I am live.
Okay, we're going to just have to walk home. Leave, I don't know what else to do. How do I do that? I have to...
They're having Mimosa Pride receptions. When is that happening? Is that today? It's Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at 46 Green Street. What to expect? It's the kickoff for the Pride celebrations. Shout out to the 46 Circle Gallery. That's an event that's happening. I would say for you folks, if you really want to know about what's happening, there's always a City of Hudson's calendar page. There is a few folks that are having, that have calendar events that are happening that they post, which is helpful. I actually have to put your feet down like that. Don't sit like that. You have a skirt on. Put your skirt down, please. Let me taste to see how hot it is. You guys are going to hear a live bite, a live crunch from me at this glizzy. It is not. It's an all beef dog. And it is crunchy and delicious. How good could it be that it's so good that it actually doesn't even need any toppings? Damn. Damn. I think I'm going to add white onions to mine. I'm going to really step up. Mmm. This is delicious. Hi, guys. I'm live on the radio. Just so you know. Where are you guys coming from?
New York.
So we're in New York. Yeah. Are you up here visiting?
Yeah.
So you left Brooklyn with all the Juneteenth festivities to come up here?
We need to get away.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Have you been out to Olana yet?
No. It's Olana.
Olana is the Frederick Church House. And it's like a, I want to say it's like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to just tell you exactly what it is. Sorry, guys. I kind of blipped out for a minute there. So, Carmen's like halfway down with her glizzy. I'm still waiting on mine. But I am going to go into my sparkling water with some lemons, wedges. How's your lemonade, Carmen? It's good? That's awesome. And you got to see the glass. I got to take a picture of this because you guys... I'm going to take a picture and post it on our Instagram page.
Kraut mustard and what else?
Kraut mustard, ketchup, and some white onions, please. Thank you. So that's the setup. That's the setup of my kid. And it's live, y'all. It's live right now. I'm gonna post it on our page. Thank you so much. This is beautiful.
Enjoy.
Thank you. And you sell these hot dogs at the Meat Hook?
Sorry?
These hot dogs are sold at the Meat Hook?
Yes. We just made them today. So
these are delicious.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. You see this? When you see how big this hot dog is and what I got to do some major damage here. Let me go to my Instagram and post before I forget, because that do be happening. I be telling y'all I'm going to post stuff and then I forget. And it's not that I don't want to share. I want to share. I just be forgetting because a lot be going on. But I'm going to go in right now and I'm going to post. I'm going to manage my post, my photos, and I'm going to give you guys some more live shots. I'm going to start live with my glizzy, then Carmen Lucia doing her thing, then a little shot of the menu, and then I'm going to share. No.
Put on Snapchat.
And then I'm going to share it with you guys. So you guys can see all the juiciness of this day. And then on the top of the menu, it says Juneteenth 2025. I think that's so cute. All right. So you guys have it there. So you can go and check it out, or you can stop by. Tommy D, I don't know where you at, but you need to show up. No, you can't. right, we got that in there, and I'm going to add the hair after. Hopefully they're on Instagram. They have to be. Here it is. The Hudson Hair After, which you can follow on Instagram. I'm gonna hashtag Juneteenth, as I should. I'm gonna also add hot dogs, because why not? Oh no, I'm gonna add Meat Hook. All right, here we go. Meat Hook underscore KW. Got that in there. At the city of Hudson. It is an art to figure out where, who to at, and when to at. I'm telling you. City of Hudson, got that at in there. And then I have to hashtag summer 2025. And then hashtag listener supported radio. Yes. All right, guys. I've just given some stuff to you. I hope you go enjoy that. I hope you guys enjoy that little bit of snippet. We only have a few minutes to go. I think I'm going to let the music that's in the background play so you guys can hear that. And while I enjoy. Thank you. This thing is huge. You have napkins? You have napkins?
Very many, but I have some.
That's okay, thank you.
Mom, don't forget.
We told you, we said we were gonna have glizzies. You're gonna say that after you've eaten your glizzy? You wild. So don't forget to donate, to stop by Hair After, to follow them at the Hair After Hudson on Instagram. Don't forget to follow the Meat Hook. And definitely buy a package of their hot dogs. These hot dogs is delicious. I mean, I'm saying it. It's right here in Hudson. I got kraut. I got mustard. I got ketchup. I got onions. I'm a happy girl right now. Delicious. No? How could I be done? This thing is huge.
No, that's a hot dog with your stuff.
Mm-mm.
With the viewers.
Mm-mm. Six more minutes, Carmen.
Like an onslaught of like 15 people.
Yeah,
we just want to. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to.
That's what I'm going to get. We get scared.
I'm so happy right now. I don't have no words. How long have you been working here?
A week.
What's your name?
Katie.
Katie, I'm live on the radio right now. WGXC's 90.7 FM.
Amazing. I love it. Thanks for being here. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth to you as well. Look at your earrings. Those are gorgeous. Those strawberries?
For real.
And Hudson always bring that energy. Always. If anybody loves a barbecue, you cannot walk by and not order something. It is delicious out here. You got to see how they're hand-packed and they're huge burgers, y'all. And he's got some amazing sides. He's got a whole tray of the Martin's potato bread. Damn.
Can I try too?
They are.
That's delicious.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. I just can't have none of that.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. Why don't you tell the radio why you wiped off your mom's straw before you drank? What was the reason for that?
I'm allergic to mustard. I'm allergic to onions.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I wiped it off, because I didn't want that allergic stuff on my mouth, because then I would be sick.
Mm.
So that's why I'm
allergic. How did you find out you were allergic to mustard?
I tasted it. Then I got sick. That's how I got sick last time.
Uh-huh. Isn't it pretty out?
Clouds
what would you out. Like to do? What would you like to do today for the rest of the day?
I would like to finish my ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, maybe.
You gonna finish that? Okay. What else?
Maybe, like, chill at my father's house. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, feel like watching a movie until he comes back.
Uh-huh.
And then go to bed. That's what I feel like.
Good. You don't want to go to the park? You're a kid.
I mean, I would like to go to the park, but that one is boring.
It would be boring?
Like, the one across the bridge, the one across the bridge is better.
The one in Castle is better?
Yep.
Okay. You could possibly do that.
Having a great time at home somewhere with your cousins.
Uh-huh.
You gotta feel the process.
Really?
You really gotta feel it. Like, if you're somewhere and like you feel bored, you could ask your mother, can we go see my cousins? Can we go see auntie? Can we go see grandma? Like, you could feel to see somebody. You could play games.
Like, board games?
Yeah, and you could play with somebody's dog that is your, like, friend or auntie or cousins.
What about, you like tic-tac-toe?
Like, if you want to play a game with somebody, and they say they're not busy, and they say they could play. And if you lose, don't cry. Be like, yay, you won.
That's right. Don't be a sore loser. From the mouth of a 7-year-old, do not be a sore loser. If you lose, it's okay. Try again.
Like my brother did. He always wins. Tic-tac-toe. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. That's right.
Yeah. Don't cry.
But sometimes Carmen wins.
Yes. Sometimes you can win. Sometimes yep. Other can win.
Yep.
Don't be sad like you're, oh, I don't win.
That's right. Hi, Trixie.
Feel happy that they won. Feel happy that you won.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cheer for you. And they're going to cheer for them.
That's right.
Don't feel sad. Don't feel heartless.
And don't bully people.
And don't say, oh, you're bad. Oh, you're ugly. Don't say mean stuff.
That's right.
Some people might call you that. And they say, that's not nice. They will say, that's not fair. It's not fair to bully people.
That's right. To bully people is not fair. Thank you so much, Carmen Lucia. Say bye.
Bye.
And this has been WDXC's Thursday Afternoon Show from the mouth of a 7-year-old who identified that bullying is not right and you should get out there and do things you love and hang out and be around people. It's summertime, y'all. It's time to be outside.
It's time to have fun.
Time to go outside. Put your hair up, throw some shorts on, tank top, and get outside.